love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary.
Previously on Married with Children, the only time I got petted was when we were out of towels in the bathroom. Also, Al got a satellite dish and tried to install it himself.
What's it now?
And proving once again that the nut doesn't fall far from his father, Bud decided to make an exercise video starring Kelly.
Raphael is the only star.
Well, if I am not the star, then I am walking.
However, Bud's biggest problem is he borrowed money from a little man named Capone, who left a big man named Gino to see that the video is done by five.
Yo, Gino!
And now, back to the adventures of Lucky, the hungriest dog in the world. Or as you humans call it, Married with Children.
Remember, Bud, 5 o'clock.
Look, Gino, let's say I don't make the,
cut-off point?
Look, let's just say, what happens if I don't finish the video on time? I mean, Vito said there was some kind of easy payment plan?
It is easy. You don't pay us, we kill you. It don't get no easier than that.
What do you got in there? If you don't sit ahead until 5, it's not 5 o'clock yet. No! Mommy! Mommy!
Take it easy, Spielbug. I'm just checking my email.
Oh, gee, a power book? I never thought computers were for, no.
Big dumb thugs. See, we use computers now because the family is very much into recycling.
Oh, you mean like glass, papers, cans?
No, body parts. Say for a hypothetical, it's 5 o'clock, Vito walks in and you got no tape. So I look at my power book and see that Jim and Joyzy needs a spleen. So we recycle your spleen into Jim.
Can I live without a spleen?
Perhaps. But little Joey in New Haven needs a brain.
Kelly, Raphael, showtime!
Hi, Officer Dan.
Break a leg!
Auntie, Peggy, thank you so much for having us over to watch our husbands fall off the roof.
Yeah, my Dan does so little work around the house, I never get to see him step on a nail or accidentally shoot himself cleaning his gun or anything.
Well, at least you get to see your husband's gun.
Okay, girls, now it's time to play Who's Next to Fall? Where we will bet on which husband will fall next.
And where they'll land.
I'll take Al on the patio.
Bring a book.
Oh, I'll take Bob Rooney on the birdbath.
Give me Ike on the garden rake.
Okay, I'll take Officer Dan on Ike.
Back the next time.
Oh, you couldn't fall on the
gentlemen, gentlemen, gentlemen.
Now, we've all hit the ground at least twice.
Well, I haven't.
Then give us a shot! All right, now. Now that we've got that out of our systems, no more fooling around.
All right, let's see here. I got bracket S and washer T. Hey, Dan, hand me screw you.
What?
I said screw you.
Well, that's yours, you...
Oh, yeah?
Hey, focus, gentlemen, focus, focus. Now, we've all got a job to do.
Well, I guess Al won't be needing this old antenna anymore.
Hey, wait, you can't tear that down. This is the home of a future baby bird.
The only future for this baby is in an omelet for me.
You're making a big mistake, Bob Rooney. You touch an egg, that makes the mama bird really mad.
Well, I don't see no mama bird around.
Maybe not. But there's a B-52 with a beak.
Hey, put me down! Let me go!
Wow. Who would have thought a bird could lift Bob Rooney 70 feet in the air?
Well, she won't make 100.
Mortal Kombat in there?
Are you kidding? I got the highest score in a mob.
Gino, good news.
I could kill you now?
No, I meant good news for me. I patched things up between Kelly and Raphael.
How?
Well, I did what any respectable director would do. I lied to him and offered him points in the film.
Net?
Of course. Okay, guys, if we're ready, everybody on their opening marks. Places, babes. Okay, let's cue the music. Who brought the music?
I did.
Raphael did.
This isn't a problem. I'm just gonna listen to them both and choose the best one.
If you don't use my music, then I am walking.
If you don't use Raphael's music, he is walking. And do not try to stop us.
Oh, God.
But I got good news. You're gonna see Paris.
You're gonna send me to Paris?
No, just your eyes.
Guys, we said we'd give it a try. Raphael, I promised you your name would come first when I report him to the INS. And Kelly, I promised you a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Right next to Garfield, right?
Okay. Raphael will do it. But he will not smile.
Okay. I will do it, and I will smile. But when I am facing Raphael, I am going to stick out my tongue like this.
Okay. Okay, now that we're all adults, can you please start this damn exercise video? Kelly, you won the toss. We'll open the number with your music. Okay? Okay? Ready? And... What's the matter?
Raphael is much man. He cannot work out to this noise. He would much rather give CPR to Rosie O'Donnell.
Fine. Then let's see what you have, Munch Man.
That is Munch Man.
Not from here.
Okay, 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 fine. Let's just dance to Raphael's music, okay? Fine. Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. All right, stop the music. Cut. Now what?
Is it just me, or does anybody else here feel like sneaking into Canada under the cover of darkness?
That is it. We are walking.
So are Kelly.
Good teeth, bud. I like that in a dead guy.
Hey, Gino.
Yo.
How's the kid doing?
He's not that talented, BB, but he's got a lot of heart.
That's good, because I got a guy in Chattanooga that needs one. Gino, you never guess what me and Vito did. You're gonna love this.
Guys, can we just please work together and decide on a song? I mean, we're talking about something even more valuable than your pride. My life.
Raphael would rather have you die 1,000 deaths before he dances to her trashy music.
Yeah, well, I would rather have him die 1,000,000 deaths before I dance to your coochie-hoochie music.
Then Raphael would rather beat him to death with his very own...
Oh, yeah,
thank you, thank you, thank you. Look, before my internal organs absolutely, positively have to be there overnight, I just want to say, I hate you both, okay? Kelly, you want to dance to your music? Fine. Dance to your music. Here. And Raphael, you can dance to your music. Here. Okay. Okay, guys, you can kill me now. But just do me one favor, okay? When you shoot me, please tell me where to stand so the bullet goes through them, too.
Not a problem. It'll be a pleasure.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. These musics kind of sound good together. I could dance to this.
Raphael could dance to these musics, too.
Killing. They're dancing.
Damn.
Those idiots still haven't got that satellite working.
And look at this reception. The more they try, the worse it gets.
Just like in bed.
Let's face it, girls, they are never going to get that dish hooked up.
Man, this satellite dish is great. Look at all these different channels. There's wrestling channel. There's an oil wrestling channel. The mud wrestling channel.
The violence channel.
Yeah.
And best of all, no wife channel.
The wives don't even realize we've got the dish hooked up.
What a bunch of fools living down there inside the house.
Hey, you know, Captain Kirk was wrong. The final frontier is in space. It's the roof.
All those years lying on my back, staring at the ceiling, just praying my misery would go away. How could I know that my little bit of heaven was a mere 10 feet above my head?
How's it coming, Al?
Oh, about 5 minutes, Peg.
We'll be right back.
Oh, that was beautiful. Great job, Kelly. Great job, Raffy, baby. I just love you, baby. Listen, when the dim blonde and El Boyo Loco leave, you guys stick around and we'll make us a real movie. All right, that's a wrap. Except for you chicks, who will soon be unwrapped.
Excuse me, but Raphael never leaves the shoot until he is certain the director has featured his good buttock.
Whoa, there, stomach, settle down.
Well, since we finished an hour early, I guess we have time to replay my masterpiece. Let's check it out.
Hitchcock, if you have a free hand, would you mind rewinding the tape so that we could see me dancing?
Or Raphael dancing.
Gino, you never guess what me and Vito did. You're gonna love this. You remember Alderman Harris?
The guy that stiffed us for 20 G's?
Well, you know what our motto is.
He who stiffs us becomes one.
So, Vito sends his kidneys to Texas.
You killed him?
Not yet.
Bud, I'm starting to get the feeling that these guys may be, you know... Huh? What?
Really annoying?
No. Mobsters. Wise guys. Jolly good fellas.
Do you think, Kel?
If they find out we have this on tape, they will kill Raphael in such a way that he cannot have an open casket funeral.
Well, listen, we got 1 hour. All we have to do is edit out the incriminating stuff before Vito gets here, and there's no problem.
Okay. Hey, Bud!
Now, there's a problem.
I know I'm a little early, but I couldn't wait to see the tape. Here, give me.
I would, but... Raphael, tell him why we can't give him the tape.
Oh, well, you see, because... Kelly, why don't you tell them why we can't give him the tape?
Because we recorded all that stuff about you sending the guy's kidneys to Texas.
Way to throw him off track, Kel.
Do him. And when you're done, BB, do yourself.
Can do, boss.
Wait. Look, Mr. Capone. Please, look, I can understand you wanting to kill us, but please spare my sister. She's harmless. I mean, she could never identify you. She can't even grasp the concept of up and down.
Down yours, Bud.
Sorry, kid, but as they say in Hollywood, you'll never work in this town again.
Or any town.
Holy Capone! Police! Put your guns down and your hands against the wall. Frisk him, Farrah. You got it, Kate. Come on, Jacqueline.
Thank you, but it's not proper for stars to associate with background dancers.
Where could you have possibly concealed those weapons? I touched you all over.
We know. That's why you're going to jail. Soon, you too will be touched all over.
Ooh.
Lights out. Watch the news.
And in local news, three organized crime figures, whose names have been withheld to protect their privacy, were convicted of murder and racketeering, fined $10, and given 50 hours of community service. In a related crime story, video director Bud Franklin Bundy, whose home address is available upon request, was the first man to be given a life sentence under the new one strike and you're out sexual harassment law.
Don't worry. I have corrupt friends downtown. Let's go get him out.
Hey, wait, guys! I see Hooters! Hooters!